Hey, everybody, and welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake. It is Joey Valentine coming to you on the Monday morning. It is April 8th, 2024, and it's 4/8/24. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a wonderful show today. It's going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be a wonderful week. You know why? Because I said so. You guys, you're the best. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so fucking psyched, man. I don't know why. But I am. I woke up in a great mood. Oh, I know why. Because I'm down almost 13 pounds in a very short amount of time. Hell, my fucking clothes are starting to not fit as tight. It's just so dope. And I know I would be actually down even more pounds if I wasn't gaining so much muscle. I have been really fucking hitting the bench press and the lateral squats. And I mean, like, fuck, dude. My arms are all like, they're all hard and stiff to touch, man. Ooh, yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to give you guys an update on my weight loss journey, and I am very close to 13 pounds and eating a very strict diet, the Subway or beef jerky and lots of protein shakes. And of course, exercise. It is so fucking crazy. When I started off exercising, last month, like really kind of committing back to it, I was barely able to walk a half a mile on the treadmill. My back would hurt because of my weight. And I was like, this is fucking pathetic. And it's going to be an eternity. And then I got on the treadmill and I walked like 4 fucking miles before I even realized that I had been on there forever. And then I still had some, you know, some lifting to do. And then I got on the fucking cycle and I was getting a little kind of discouraged because I got on the scale and it just didn't seem to be moving very much. And then all of a sudden it was like, bam, all this fucking weight was gone. So that's what's up with me. And I hope anybody else that's out there struggling with the old weight loss shit is getting their goals met, because it's not, I mean, it's hard work, dude, but what's the expression? Nothing feels better than thin. Nothing tastes better than thin. I don't know, something stupid like that. I saw a girl at the gym, big old fat girl. She was wearing a fucking shirt. I shit you not. It said fries over guys. It had a picture of a box of fries, you know, like a box. It's right. You call it a box. You know, like the old school McDonald's red box of fries. It had like one of those and it said in colorful letters, fries over guys. And I was thinking like, yeah, no shit. Obviously you chose fries over guys. I don't understand why some fat people have to celebrate it like it's some sort of badge of honor. Like, man, if you go on a dating website and like 90% of the women are so fucking overweight and they're all like, I'm a BBW. That's big, beautiful woman. Not my fucking slang. I didn't come up with that acronym. That's just an internet acronym. But BBW in dating sites means big, beautiful woman. And they always fucking start off with this bullshit. Like, I'm a BBW. If you got a problem with that, just go ahead and swipe left because I ain't got time for it. Like, shut the fuck up. You know, like, who are you? And it's another thing, man. These broads are not only fucking heavy as fuck, they're also ugly. And being thin wouldn't fix them anyway. So they might as well just be fat because, you know, what's the point of losing any weight if you're still fucking ugly as shit? Yeah, I'm being mean. I don't care. I think it's really annoying when women get on a dating website and they start their profile like this. Okay, this is like 75% of women on a dating website. Okay, here we go. I have 3 children. They are my world. And if you have a problem with that, then you can just move on. I'm also not into hookups or friends with benefits. I'm a woman and I know what I'm worth. And I deserve to be treated like a queen. And I'm like, you're obese and not good to look at. And you have 3 different colored children. And you dress like shit, you wear too much makeup, and you're obviously using your filters, not to mention every one of your pictures is a headshot. So you are, you're fishing with the wrong kind of bait there, lady. That's so fucking funny. Anyway, just wanted to get that out there. So I've got a story. A really funny one. And what do you guys think about customer service? It's the worst, right? Like having to suck the ass of a customer. You know, people come into your store, and this doesn't matter what line of work you're in, there's customer service and everything because you are selling a product. I don't think there's such a thing as a business that doesn't sell a product or provide some sort of product for financial gain. So everyone in some aspect somehow has to deal with customers. I don't give a fuck if you are like someone who really doesn't ever see the customer. I guarantee you at some point in your life, you're going to have to deal with someone who is an asshole, and people are so fucking entitled. And I was actually looking this up the other day. I was looking up whether, you know, like there's that expression, the customer is always right. And I thought, man, did they have to deal with this like back in the Roman days, like in the biblical days, in the medieval times? Was this the customer is always right shit? Was this a thing? Was this always been a thing? How old is that expression? And I looked it up, and apparently it goes back to the Greeks. That the customer is always right. And it was made popular. I don't have it in front of me, but it was made popular by a gentleman who he first started it. I want to say in the 18th century in America, and he was a European chef. And he said that any meal that comes back, we take it back. No questions asked, and we fix it. And the customer is always right. And when he started doing that, it became the norm because other people, you know, it's like any business does something, every other business has to follow suit. That's just the way it is. It's kind of like how, back when cell phones used to be a monthly fee when you had a limited amount of minutes. Well, every month, you know, or quarter or whatever, the other cell phone companies, like one of the cell phone companies, would add more minutes to the price. Like instead of getting 500 minutes for their $20 or $50 or whatever, you'd get 1,000 minutes. And so everybody else had to do it. Otherwise, everyone would leave for them, right? And eventually it led to all cell phones having everything unlimited all the time. Because if you weren't doing that, then no one was going to give you their business. Well, of course, if one restaurant is saying the customer is always right and we don't argue and we take your food back without saying anything and here's a replacement, well, then, you know, if people are going to go to other restaurants and they're going to say, because people are, you know, fucking terrible, people are going to go to another restaurant and they're going to say, well, you know, I go to that restaurant and if there's ever a problem with the food, he just fixes it, no questions asked. And then if they don't do it, then people will stop going because people are shit. People are garbage. Because people believe that these hardworking human beings who own businesses have to suck them off or they'll take their $30, $40, $50 elsewhere. And really, people shouldn't have to deal with that. I think customer service is bullshit. I think that being polite is obviously something that is totally necessary. You don't deserve to be treated like shit. You don't want to walk into McDonald's and then be like, well, fuck you, ugly. You know, of course, it's when you get a, you know, have an attitude or you know, or they, if they want to be dicks, then you can be dicks to them. Once they do, then all bets are off. If you walk into a restaurant and somebody cops a fucking attitude with you, then you don't have to be nice for shit, right? But if I walk into a restaurant, like my ex-wife was the fucking worst. All right. We'd go and like, she'd always be ready to start shit. I'd know, right. Even before the food had gotten to the table, I'd know what kind of fucking mood she was in. And I could just tell that these poor waitresses were going to hear about it. Like the plate would come and I'm not saying you should like order food. And if you don't get what you get, you should just accept it. But little tiny fucking things, you know, like you just like, just get the fuck over. We've been waiting a long time for the food. Just eat it. And man, you know, God forbid anyone made just the tiniest mistake and she would lash out at them. It wouldn't even be like, you know, cause there's a way to handle things. Like, excuse me, ma'am. You know, I actually ordered this, but I got this. Could, you know, would it be too much trouble? You know, don't say it like that, but like, could you please replace that? That'd be great. They do it. They're not going to say no. All right, but you don't have to be a fucking twat about it. You don't have to be like, you know, I can't fucking believe it. No, and people really fucking act like that all the time. And it's amazing because these people don't get paid very much money and they work harder than anyone. I get paid really good money to pretty much do nothing, okay? I'm very fortunate. All right. But don't get me wrong. I've done my time. In my younger days, I worked a lot of jobs that were very hard. I made at 14 years old in high school, worked at McDonald's for $3.85 an hour. Okay. Because that was the minimum wage temporarily until it was moved to $4.50. It was $3.85 an hour. I worked for late nights on school nights and I would come home and like back then skater shoes were really, really hard to get, like Vans and Airwalk. were really expensive because they were very difficult to get. You had to order them from California, or if you got them in town, they were special order from a skate shop, and there was always going to be this extra fucking charge for getting them. So really, back in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s, getting a pair of skate shoes was like $75 fucking. And in late 80s, early 90s money, that was like a couple of hundred fucking dollars. No bullshit. So it was almost impossible to get these shoes. And a lot of times I'd skate in other people's old shoes. So you'd get these new shoes and then you go to work at McDonald's and then they'd be ruined because they'd be covered in fucking fry grease. And, you know, and you'd smell like fries all the time. You know, you're eating McDonald's, you're going through puberty, your face is fucking breaking out. It's a rite of passage for kids. But now think about the adult who is not smart enough because nature just wasn't kind to them. And this is all they know how to do. All they can do is work fast food. So they take a job at Jack in the Box because that's just really the best that they can do. Their life sucks enough as it is that they have to get up and work 8 to 10 hour shifts in a greasy, hot, horribly fucking fast paced environment where people don't respect you. And then you want to walk in there and you want to be dicks to them. I just don't understand where the fuck people get off. Like I said, I'm cool. I over tip. I fucking treat everyone with respect, and even when someone's an asshole, I'll give them at least one chance to knock it the fuck off before I lash out. So the reason I bring this up is because I read an article about this woman. She's a baker, and she's a baker out of Colorado, and she got a call. I don't know how, but somebody got her personal cell phone number and called her at home. At like 9 o'clock at night. And I want you to listen to this phone call and listen to the fucking audacity of this customer talking to this woman because she wants a cake the next day. She wants a cake tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock at night. Okay. And this woman is calling because she wants a cake tomorrow. And she's like one of the most popular bakers in Colorado here. Let's listen to the call.
You for over a half an hour and it's past 9 o'clock at night. I cannot help you. Okay, I'm just trying to explain to you, I cannot fix this for you, I can't help you. It's just, I can't do it in that amount of time.
You realize that I am the one with the money, right? And you're not. I am the one that's hiring you.
Ma'am, that was incredibly rude. I don't know who you think. I'm trying very hard to remain professional. I can't understand where you think you're coming from with that. I have other clients that book 2 or 3 months out for me, and there are only a few in there that I'm actually designing myself. I don't even know how you got my number.
But this is a cake for $120 for tomorrow. I need to have this done. It needs to be taken care of.
It's not going to happen with me, but there are other bakers around the city that can help you. Maybe I'm not sure.
I mean, it's Walmart could pull this off.
I'm so sorry. Did you say bitch?
I did.
Okay, you know what? The only bitch is you because you've sat here and basically made fun of the fact that everybody else on the planet doesn't have any fucking money but you. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but I'm the wrong motherfucker. I'm the wrong motherfucker. And it's past 9 o'clock at night. I've got shit to do. Do you understand me? And it's not to make a cake for you. It's not to make a cake for you. Do you understand to lose this number?
I can't believe you would talk to me this way. Oh,
go fuck yourself. That was crazy. She's crazy.
Oh, man, that was great. I'm the wrong motherfucker. Lose my number. And then that woman, listen to her. She, after calling her a bitch, okay, and boy, dude, was she really keeping her cool. You couldn't see her face, but I could. She was like, you could see the wheels turning. She's like, it was building up. And if she hadn't called her a bitch, that probably would not have happened. But she flipped the switch on that shit, and she let the anger come out. And that's really how we'd like it. But, I mean, she can do that. She can talk to anybody else she wants. She owns the business. You know, when you work at McDonald's, you have a moment like that. If someone walked into McDonald's and called you a bitch, and then you curse them out, you will more than likely be the one that gets fired, and they'll probably give, like, coupons to the fucking customer. That's how fucked up it is with this whole customer is always right thing. So what do you guys think? I mean, it's fucked, right? People don't deserve to be treated that way. You know, people actually need to show a really decent amount of respect to the people that are helping them. They're, you know, just because we all need money to live does not mean you have us by the balls. And I don't put up with that shit. Like where I work, man, because customers will call in and they want propane and they act like we're dominoes, right? Like because they called and asked for it, it's going to immediately, like a big $250,000 fucking truck full of gas is just going to fucking set sail and head over to their house to fill them up with gas because they called in. We are not a pizza delivery service. We're not 30 minutes or less. If you call for gas, okay, really think about it. You're calling for gas, all right? There's a big, long process to it going to from a big tanker to the tank we have that the trucks fill off of, and then the Bobcats pick up the gas, and then they come and they fill it with us, and then they come into town, and then they take it to people, and we have thousands of customers. And you don't just call up and get propane. It's not that fucking simple. And yet people will call, like, they'll call and then they'll call back later that afternoon after I already told them we're probably not going to make it to you today. And they'll call back that afternoon. I've been waiting around for the propane guy. Okay. And I want to be like, yeah, we'll keep fucking waiting, dickhead. You know, and we call every customer when we're on our way. So if they haven't gotten a call, well, it's just, it never ceases to amaze me how spoiled and entitled people can become over the stupidest shit. And it's, anyway, that woman, God bless her, she held her tongue for the longest time, and then that woman called her a bitch. And then at the end of the call, that old broad has the fucking balls to say, oh, I can't believe you would talk to me this way. You really? You can't? You can't believe that you were talked to that way? After you just demanded that at 9 o'clock, this woman's in bed in the video, by the way, she looks miserably tired. Okay. She runs a fucking popular bakery. She's a pretty girl, but her face is all fucked up from lack of sleep. Eyes are sagging, but very pretty woman, but she's literally in bed under the comforter taking this call. And she's just like, how the fuck did you even get my number? And this woman's saying, I need a cake for 140 people tomorrow. I'm the one with the money and I am hiring you. I right from the get go, I'd have been like, bitch, you could take that money and cram it up your crack. I don't need your fucking business. She even said people order 2 or 3 months out. Yeah, because making a cake, she said Walmart can do it. Well, then fucking go to Walmart. See if Walmart can make you a fucking cake that's appropriate for an occasion where you're serving 140 people. You don't want some Walmart. What are you going to get, a sheet cake? And stack sheets on top of each other, and then have some woman behind the counter who doesn't know how to spell worth a shit write whatever it is you need on the cake. No, you're looking for a decorative wedding type cake with pretty decorations, and you know the icing is done all nice and all that. I know what she was looking for. She was looking for a classy, expensive, well done cake. And I don't know if she thought that that woman was going to get out of bed and spend the whole night making this cake for her. Now, we have a thing with my business where if someone wants propane that bad, we'll give it to them that bad, that fast. But they're going to pay for it. See, we don't deliver on the weekends. And people will call up and be like, oh, bro, I'm out of propane. Can you bring some to me? I'm like, I'll make a ticket. Drivers will bring it to you Monday. They're like, oh, man, I can't get somebody out now. I said, it's $150. If you want me, I was like, these drivers work 10 to 12 hours Monday through Friday. And then weekends is the only time they get to spend with their families. If you want me to call one of them and pull them away from whatever it is they're doing, which is either sleep or seeing their kids, then it's going to be $150. And most of the time, these people really fucking pay it. And Abraham, he does. I make it sound like he doesn't want, like nobody wants to do it. But believe me, Abraham's like, call me first. Call me. You know, Chris, he's also got like, you know, he's Mexican. He's got like 7 kids. So he doesn't fucking care. If anything, he wants to get away. So that's crazy, right? I can't believe how some people act. And I could actually go on and on about customer service forever, but I'm not going to. But if you have any good customer service stories, you can always email them to me at fatguylovescake@yahoo.com. Check out the YouTube channel. I'm not ending the show yet. We got another segment here to go. But I forgot. I started the show off with a NoFX song that's all out of angst off of the So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes album. For those of you who are into punk rock music, NoFX is touring for their very last tour. They've been around for 4 four fucking decades. I can't believe it. I've been listening to them since I was 16, I think. And that wasn't even when their first album came out. I was like their fourth album, I think, by the time I got into them. And they're on tour for good, apparently. They're hanging it up. They've got to be like, well, most poor guys got to be in their 60s now. And it's funny. Oh, yeah, by the way, Vandy, so my bestest friend in the world, one of them, one of my two errands, Vandergriff, was in Fort Worth for the show. And I just thought about this. Beef, A.A. Ron, was there too. You idiots. I know you both listened to the show. You guys could have fucking hung out at that show. You could have met if you'd just told each other you were going to be there. I should have known you were both going to be there. Vandy fucking texts me and he says, you want a NoFX shirt from the final show? I'm like, yeah. And he gets me one. He got me a NoFX shirt from the final farewell tour and he got me a set list. And I'm just, what a fucking pal, right? What a fucking pal. I love this guy. If you're ever in Austin and you need a car, go see him, Aaron Vandergriff. He works at some car dealership. I don't know. I don't know what he sells. He's a dirty car salesman. So yeah, Beef, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you think to ask if anyone else was going to be at this tour? All you do is think about yourself. You never call. You never write. You know, nothing. I don't know. Are we even friends anymore? You know, I'm so tired of you and your kids and your wife and your career coming before our friendship. It's really fucking obnoxious. Okay. Solar eclipse. Researchers warn about increased risk of deadly crashes during spectacle. I wanted to read this article before I finish off the show because today, I guess there's a solar eclipse. I keep hearing everyone talk about it. I don't know. I don't fucking care. But it's everyone else seems to care. Like, there's an eclipse coming and let's get glasses and little things to poke holes in with toothpicks so we can look at the sun. Like, really? I don't fucking care, man. I just saw a black man with Down syndrome last night. That's way cooler than an eclipse, okay? The increased traffic and spectacle of the total solar eclipse on Monday could imperil motorists. Imperil. With researchers warning that fatal collisions increased during previous eclipses and law enforcement bracing for the event. There was a 31% increase in fatal traffic accidents during the 2017 total eclipse, and even in the days before and after the astrological event, according to a letter published in the JAMA International Medicine Journal this week. The surge in accidents wasn't linked to the moments of darkness when the moon obscured the sun, surprisingly. We see a significant decrease during the single hour that involves the eclipse. Okay, a significant decrease because everyone's standing around staring up at the sun. Take note, burglars. If you're ever thinking about breaking into somebody's home, the eclipse is the time to do it. No, please don't tell anyone that I told you. But Joey Valentine said that's the best time. The problem is the surrounding hours when people are traveling to their place of observation and especially afterwards. Riedelmeyer, the University of Toronto professor of medicine, told Live Science, we're especially concerned about the drive home. So it's basically, to me, that sounds like any major event. You know, you're going to have, like, say, a major concert or a parade. You know, like if there's going to be, like if your team just won the championship and they're going to have a parade downtown. Or it's that time of year again with all the gay people need to prance around in their thongs. It's the drive there and the drive back because the traffic's going to be congested and people are going to be drinking most likely. So Robert Feinberg, project manager of the American Astronomical Society Solar Eclipse Task Force, which I guess apparently is a real thing. There is a solar eclipse task force, told Time that the event will be like having 20 or 30 Super Bowls happening all at once in terms of road traffic. During the 2017 eclipse, around 20 million people in the U.S. traveled to other cities within the 70-mile path of totality, according to the University of Michigan estimates. The 2017 path was within a three-hour drive of only three major cities, Portland, St. Louis, and Kansas City. Okay, so there's a three-hour window when you can see the eclipse, there's a certain time when you can see the eclipse for 3 hours. So it was saying that this eclipse was most viewed in Portland, St. Louis, and KC. So people were obviously driving there to catch it for the longest. I don't really know how long you need to look at a fucking eclipse to know that it's an eclipse, like, you can just show me a picture. Like, I've never been around to Mount Rushmore, but I'm pretty sure when I get there, it's going to look just fucking like I saw it looking in the pictures. Probably not as exciting as the pictures, because from what I hear, it's even smaller in person. So I don't know. But yeah, these dingle balls are all getting in their fucking station wagons. Do station wagons exist anymore? They're getting in their SUVs and they're driving out to where the largest window is. And I mean, who are these people? Who are these Eclipse people? Like, are these dorks getting together in groups? Are there Reddit fucking threads where they're like, can't wait to meet up with you guys? Like, these are the same Area 51 people, aren't they? Like, this is a monumental event. I mean, this isn't Halley's Comet, okay? This is fucking, it's an eclipse. And you get these people who are like, all right, we got all the supplies. All right, fanny pack, check. Snickers bar, check. Extra underwear, extra clean, check, check. All right, let's head out to the eclipse. So the Institute of Transportation Engineers conservatively estimated that 5 million people will travel for the event and said that if they all left the path of totality as soon as the event was over, that'd be when the eclipse is done, the resulting traffic would be the equivalent of 71 sold-out football games ending all at once. On Monday, viewers will see just 2.5 to 4.5 minutes of totality, with viewers outside the path only able to see a partial eclipse. The path will pass from the Pacific coast of Mexico to Newfoundland in Canada, passing through Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So there is your eclipse path. What a horrible way to lose your life. Because of an eclipse. Oh, man. Well, at least he died doing what he loved. Looking at eclipses? Cool, man. All right, so that is going to be the show for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I hope everybody has a safe week. And if you are out looking at the eclipse, remember what I said. It's going to be dangerous from 3 hours prior and 3 hours after. So drive safe. There's a lot of people, a lot of drunk drivers on the road wearing I saw the eclipse shirts. Okay, no, but seriously, that's going to do it for me. All right, everybody, have a good week. Hug your kitty cats. Be nice, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
We wouldn't wanna break the egg as we walk. Never alone, cautious, afraid. I hear the voice of reason on the PA. Leave it alone, follow the dream.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again then. Don't be, oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh.